Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel.
The toe bone's connected to the heel bone. The heel bone's connected to the foot bone.
Everyone knows the children's song, Dem Bones. Norbert, how about an update?
I can do this. The gum bacteria connected to the brain tissue. See? Never mind. Okay, so what's the connection? A new study now links a bacterium in gum disease to Alzheimer's dementia.
Porphyromonas, or P. gingivalis, is a bacterium that causes gum disease. Now researchers have found the same bacterium inside the brains of Alzheimer's patients.
The bacterium causes the body's immune system to react, inflaming gum tissue and even spurring our blood vessels to produce chemicals that increase fat deposits and cause heart disease.
So inside the brain, could the bacterium be causing an inflammation of the brain? Many studies have already pointed to a connection between gum disease and Alzheimer's. But this is the first time scientists have found inside dying brain cells the toxic protein gingipain that this bacterium produces.
In lab mice, gingipain led to the increase of beta-amyloid protein clumping, which is a characteristic you see in Alzheimer's. Gingipain also affected another protein, tau, leading to tangles, which is another feature of Alzheimer's. These mice eventually developed dementia.
To test whether gingipain is responsible, researchers used the chemical which inactivates this toxic protein and were able to reduce beta-amyloid plaques in the brain and other signs of neurodysfunction.
Work is already being done to further test drugs to target gingipain to treat people in the early stages of this very destructive disease.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.